He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. That's one of the lines that we heard this morning in our gospel. And for me, I think it's something that we need to be reminded of time and time again. Because there are forces in this world that we cannot explain. People do things to each other for reasons that we cannot explain. And after hearing this gospel, I'm reminded that the power of God is greater than we can explain as well. So does that mean that bad things won't happen? Unfortunately, no. But does that mean that good holds power over evil, that light holds power over darkness, and that Jesus Christ holds power over everything else? Well, why, yes. Yes, it does. And I think that that is at the heart of the gospel that we just heard. And for me, it's what just radiates and sticks out and something that I try to pay attention to. It's that thing that everyone else in Capernaum said about Jesus. First off, who is this guy? But secondly, they said, this is a new teaching with authority. They had never seen anything like this happening in front of them. Of course, there had been healers. Healers were all over the place. But none of them were healing like this. None of them with this level of authority. It was new. It was different. It was revolutionary. It was a new teaching. And it caught on, and the popularity spread throughout the land. But this new teaching of Jesus, let's call it God at work in the world, this new teaching, it had always been there. They just hadn't experienced it in real life, experienced it unfolding, happening right in front of them before. And it caught them off guard, but at the same time, it pulled them in closer because they wanted more of this new teaching in their life. They wanted their friends to have it. They wanted their family to have it. They needed this new teaching in their lives. Like I said, it's been around. The prophets talked about it. Moses talked about it. John the Baptist talked about it. But it never seemed to sink in until Jesus comes along, God working in the world. And it was a new way, and it blows them away. They called it a new teaching with authority, and they needed more of it. And so on this, our annual meeting, maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need a new teaching, a new understanding of what's always been here. And then after discovering it, after experiencing it, the popularity of it will spread throughout all the neighboring villages. I mean, if that's not a message for annual meeting, I don't know what one might be. And so I want you to think, what is your new teaching? What is your God at work in the world? Happening right in front of you, catching you off guard, but yet at the same time is pulling you in closer. What is it that you want more of? That you need more of. And especially here at Grace, I want you to think, why is it that you come to Grace? What is the grace you receive from Grace? Or the grace you want to receive? And really, if your answer is, well, I don't know, I've just always come here. I don't want to say that's not good enough, but that's kind of close to it. I want you to look deeper. I want you to really wrestle with this. What do you want to receive? What do you want to get out of your worship here? What do you want to get out of this community, this family here at Grace? Now, I think anyone would say, well, I want to be better. I want to do better. Well, great. But what does that mean? What does that look like? That's what we're talking about. So I want you to wrestle with this. But while you are, I'm going to tell you my answer. So I've been on this really big Brené Brown kick the last couple months. If you don't know, she's out of Houston. She's a member of the Episcopal Church, and she's involved in Christ Church Cathedral down there. So she's one of us, okay? She's a researcher. She looks at shame and how all this baggage that we carry along affects our sense of belonging, that the baggage we carry affects the connections that we have with others, and even maybe the connection that we have with God. And so in one of her talks, she gives a reason of why she comes to church. Why she comes to church. She said, "I go to church so that once a week I can break bread with others, I can sing to the Lord with others, and I can offer someone else peace in their life, and they offer that peace right back to me." She goes on to say that I go to church to break bread, to sing, and to give peace, especially with those that she doesn't agree with, especially with those that she knows that she wouldn't interact with on a regular basis. She said that's really why she goes to church, because she says there has to be something in this world, there has to be some place in this world that's bigger than politics. There has to be something that's bigger than ideologies. There has to be something that's bigger than hate. And so the reason that she goes to church is that weekly reminder that Christ is bigger, that Christ is stronger, and that Christ will overcome. I told you, she's one of us. And she says this while giving a talk entitled "Rising Strong, a Spiritual Practice." You can find it on Audible and Amazon. I don't get anything for it. It's just incredible, and I think you should hear it. But she gets at this idea of that we don't have to agree with one another. We don't have to vote for the same person. We don't have to carry the same picket signs out on the road. We don't even have to sign the same petitions to be a church family together. But we do have to come together in love and know that regardless of what we do out there, when we walk through those doors, number one, you belong to Jesus, and number two, the person next to you does too. And that should make everything else disappear. So my new teaching, what I want to receive from Grace, is a community just like that. A community that's built on forgiveness, especially when someone has lied to you or cheated or hurtful or manipulative or hateful, whatever it might be the first to forgive. And what that means is also being welcoming to whoever walks through the door, loving and accepting, of course, reverent and purposeful in everything we do, but a community that first and foremost is gathered and centered around Jesus Christ. And nothing, nothing can break us apart. I want us to have a community that can come together and break bread, that sings to the Lord, that can look at someone across the church, look into their hearts, and with all the warmth and affection, with all the genuineness that you have, to say, "The peace of the Lord be with you," and to welcome that same peace, that same blessing, as they offer it to you. And so that's this new teaching. It also happens to be an old teaching, the same spirit that the church was founded on 2,000 years ago. Because if everything in our lives that we identify ourselves with, our self-worth and our possessions, everything that we have, our accomplishments, is here, and Jesus Christ is here, Jesus will always be more. It's simple, but yet it's complicated. It's been there from the very beginning. And if we live our lives in such a way, it can be new, it can be refreshing, it can be a practice that will catch others off guard. It can even pull them in closer. Because when it's Jesus Christ that holds us together, I truly believe that the bickering and the lying and the pain and the hurt and the misperceptions and the politics and the agendas and the prejudices and the biases, all of them seem to just slip into their place. And what you find is that you're accepted with all the good, the bad, and the ugly. You have a place. What you find is your family. You find your friends. You find a group where the love joining us together is overflowing, where the love is so powerful, so abundant, that it spills outside those doors and goes out into the streets. It crawls out into all the nooks and crannies, into all the hurt and the shame, the confused and the scared. It gets into all the people's lives, even those living right down the street who can't call for help because their cell phone minutes ran out. Who don't even worry about gas money because they don't have a car. Who haven't eaten anything in 2 days. Who wish that they just had a pillow and a blanket to lay their head. Where the love among us can get out to our brothers and sisters just blocks away who don't know who to trust, who don't know where to turn, who might never even know the simple blessings that we take for granted every single day. The people just down the street who need God at work in their lives, who needs us to be the church, to get over whatever the differences might be that pull us apart, so that we can then embrace Jesus Christ, turning to the world and embrace it as well. Filling it with hope, filling it with purpose, filling it with the idea that no one is forgotten, but Christ is in the center of it. So that people will begin to say, who are those guys? What is that new teaching with authority? That is my dream. That is the grace I want to receive from grace. So now tell me yours. To God be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.